This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the remarkable transformation in India's defence sector over the last 11 years. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the focus has been on both modernisation and achieving self-reliance in defence production. He noted that it is heartening to witness how the people of India have united with a shared resolve to strengthen the nation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has also said India's defence sector has undergone a historic transformation in the last 11 years under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Mr. Singh shared that the Prime Minister's leadership has resulted in stronger borders, modern armed forces, indigenous weapons, record defence exports and global trust, leading the sector towards self-reliance. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said this is the most opportune time for scientists, innovators and policymakers to come together to build inclusive ecosystems and solutions that empower the most vulnerable. Addressing the International Conference of Young Scientists and the Annual General Meeting of the Global Young Academy in Hyderabad, the minister called upon scientists to collaborate and co-create with a sense of purpose and empathy. The minister also underlined the need to align science with the vision of Viksit Bharat and human-centric development. Highlighting India's civilizational ethos, Mr. Pradhan said Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, one earth, one family, one future, is not just a slogan but a way of life for India. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, who is currently visiting Switzerland, held deliberations on the India-EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal shared that he discussed opportunities, partnerships and emerging avenues for trade and investment between India and Switzerland stemming from the agreement. Talking to the media, the minister said today the world recognizes India as not only the fastest growing large economy in the world, but also the best place to do business. He said India now is the most preferred investment destination.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 11 years has taken the country from a fragile five economy to a top five country. While you're all aware of all the macroeconomic parameters that have been strengthened in the last 11 years, while you're all aware of the outstanding progress India has made, the Indian economy has made, the work that's happened to reduce extreme poverty, you saw the last numbers come out 2 days back. Poverty has come down to a single digit, barely 5% under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership in the last 11 years.
The launch of Axiom 4 mission that would carry India's astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed by a day due to bad weather. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said the targeted time of the launch is 5:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. This historic mission will carry four astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall and thunderstorms at isolated places over coastal Karnataka and interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Odisha, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal and the northeastern states today. In Jammu and Kashmir, heatwave conditions continue to grip the Jammu region. The region is experiencing extreme heatwave conditions for the past 4 days. The stock market Sensex was trading nearly flat, while Nifty was trading marginally up in afternoon trade today amid mixed global cues. On sectoral front, IT, pack, media, metal and utilities were trading higher, while realty, financial services and banking were major drags. The 30-share BSE Sensex added 49 points to 82,494 and the NSE Nifty 50 rose 34 points to 25,137 when reports last came in. In football, India's senior men's team is all set to take on Hong Kong in a crucial 2027 AFC Asian Cup qualifier final round match at the Kai Tak Stadium in Hong Kong today. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian time. This Group C clash is a high-stake one as both teams are the top two ranked sides in the four-team group and are aiming for the first win of their campaign. And with that, we end this news bulletin.